This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
New conversations on Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
1920 here in Power Business. Move on now to Ask Your HR. Now, salaries are considered to be one of the most confidential aspects at one's personal and professional life. We're not telling our friends, we're not telling our partners, we're not telling our parents, but also in the workplace, we're not telling one another, right? And of course, it does, it might go back to the fact that we just have this unwritten rule about that. But what might also happen in the workplace that you might find that you and a colleague who do similar work or similar, you know, qualifications and years of experience actually have a huge salary discrepancy, and that can also really lead to tensions in the workplace. It might be something that's worth confronting. It might be something that it can be fixed. And that's why we asked Yanni de Villiers, who's a labor relations specialist, to speak to us on this issue tonight. Yanni, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Hi, Nolotando.
Yanni, I want to first of all ask, where did this rule come from? We know that it's not in the company policies. We know it's not in the Basic Employment Act. Where did we decide that we would never, ever speak about our salaries?
I honestly think it's a social norm that has just come with us and that we have just decided to incorporate into our employment policies. And at the end of the day, it very rarely is in favor of employees to keep your own salary confidential and to not have pay transparency within a company.
Of course, also, we kind of allow the secrecy, right? And I guess that's also because of our own relationships with our money, our jobs, and the likes. Because, of course, at any given point, Yanni, employees could just decide to do different, but we don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely true. And I think it all boils down to the fact that I think we're all conscious of what our unemployment rates look like. We know that that work is scarce. We have come to a place where we've decided that we would rather not confront things like that because we don't want to be in a situation where we lose our jobs over something that we might perceive as silly, such as talking about our salary.
So, and of course, we live in this environment where somebody might print their payslip as you're heading towards the printer or whatever the case may be, Yanni. But you may find out that your colleague who has very similar years of experience and who does very similar work to you is getting paid way more than you. Is this something worth confronting?
Absolutely. Now, in Section 6, Subsection 4 of the Employment Equity Act, we have a provision specifically that prohibits employers from paying differentiated salaries to employees who do substantially the same work or work of equal value. There obviously has to be a very specific comparator, so you need to make sure that when you confront an issue like this, it really is the case, because there are cases where an employer is allowed to differentiate, but where there is the kind of example that you mentioned now, same kind of years of experience, same kind of skill level, the work is substantially the same, there is a prohibition on pay differentials in a case like that.
Another tricky one here, Yanni, is that when you're applying for a job, they ask you to bring the pay slips from the old job. And that can actually set a precedent, it can set a base. And somebody else might actually be asked to do something similar, and they may come off a lower base. And it can just be an employer who really wants to hire a person, trying to increase that by a very reasonable percent, 5% or whatever the case may be. But it can lead, of course, to this huge difference there. That's a practice that we've accepted.
Yeah, and as you know, I advise employers, and I always advise against this, because you cause so much trouble for yourself within your own structure if you start doing that. Because by doing that, you're going to have a situation where people earn different salaries. We don't have a kind of labor market where people come in and they negotiate a salary, unless you are talking about really like C-suite executives. Mm. They have the negotiation power to negotiate a specific pay structure with their boards and so forth. Where we have the rest of us mere mortals, it just doesn't work like that. And I feel very, very strongly about this. So I always advise clients to say, you have a salary scale. So in other words, this is the minimum and the maximum what you want to pay for a specific job category. If you want to play in that scale that's not a bad idea. And then you differentiate based on things like a very scarce skill. Even employment equity is a reason that you are allowed to differentiate in a case like that. Any employee that you feel there might be a reason for you to pay them a little bit more. Experience is another one. You know, there's no issue with that. But don't be one of those people who bring people in based on what they've negotiated with you. The reality is a new hire, especially an employee, has no bargaining power. They really don't. The employer in that case has all of the power on their side. And you're going to end up paying a little bit less. But in the long run, if this comes out, you're going to have so much trouble on your hands.
Here's another one that then comes up here. If I do tell my colleague how much I earn and we all tell each other as colleagues, can I get into trouble for that?
An employer will always tell you that you can, and many of them will put a specific provision in your employment contract to say that you're not allowed to discuss your salary. The reality is Section 79, subsection 2 of the BCEA provides specific protection for a case like this, where it actually says, if you interpret the section, that an employee may not be required to disclose the details of their remuneration to any other person. So in other words, a fellow employee can't force you as an employee to disclose, and then an employee can also not be prevented from disclosing the details of their remuneration. And so the people that can get in trouble for disclosing salaries are the people in positions of confidence, such as in HR, payroll, even direct line managers who might have access to this. If they disclose your salary, they can get into trouble. Mm-hmm. You disclosing your salary is not an enforceable provision in an employment contract for you to be disciplined in a case like that.
And with that said, of course, what we also see in South Africa, which is a norm, and it's actually not a norm everywhere, Yanni, but in South Africa specifically, is the fact that we also aren't very transparent with salaries at a recruitment process. You don't go into LinkedIn or workplace or whatever and see they're saying this is how much a job offers. And I'm wondering if that also perpetuates the system here. And like you're saying, that it never, ever benefits the employee.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I do think that is the case. I know that other countries, Australia, for instance, are working towards implementing complete pay transparency within workplaces. It is going to be a very jarring thing if that comes here, because it's so far, you know, beyond our culture, South Africans, because of this thing that's perpetuated in the shroud of secrecy over our payrolls and over what we earn. It just isn't something that we discuss. But the reality is it really doesn't benefit employees at all. And I actually want to venture a guess that as Gen Z moves into these workplaces, we are going to have trouble enforcing a rule in inverted commas like that. Just, you know, people who grew up on social media, who are tech savvy, who are not scared to say what they want to say, are not going to be constrained by us telling them as HR managers that you're not allowed to talk about your salary. So I do think change is coming slowly, but change is going to come.
And then, of course, there's another interesting one here about how you do negotiate your value. Should you be able to do so here? And the conversation, you obviously don't want to walk into a room puffed up, angry, trying to overstate your value, but you don't want to underplay it, especially if you are trying to meet to have your needs met where your colleagues might be getting paid.
Yeah, no, I always sound like a broken record on your show, because I always say your grievance process, but it really is the case. You are allowed to bring this to the attention of your line management and your HR if you do come across this information. If it was freely given to you and it's not something that you have that you're not supposed to have, because that obviously raises its own issues. But say you got this information fair and square, your colleague shared it with you, and there is an issue, you need to take that to your employer, because that kind of pay discrepancy, if it is done on an arbitrary ground or done on a prohibited ground, such as your gender, your race, you know, et cetera, everything mentioned in the Employment Equity Act, then an employer who doesn't act and rectify the situation can be held liable in terms of Section 60 of the Employment Equity Act. So it's a headache. It's not something that an employer will freely get themselves into, and it's very much in their interest to make sure that a problem like that is addressed.
Annie, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. An interesting one indeed there, and I think one that also encourages people to speak up. Thank you for your time.
It is such a pleasure.
Wonderful. That was the Labour Relations Specialist, Yanni de Villiers.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.